Ask Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Hello. Yeah, welcome to the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program. This is Mr. Biggs coming to you live, poolside, at the Sandals Resort. Well, it's not true. It is formerly Sandals. It is, you know what? They did not comp me on the room. So you know what? I'm not going to promote them. I'm not going to give them a plug. I'm going to sit here sucking on a piña colada and let you know that I'm taking the summer off. I'm taking a little bit of time for myself, a little R&R, a little rest and relaxation. Got my shirt off. Just taking a quick moment to let you folks know that since I'm on vacation, there's not going to be a show this month. But in its place, what we're going to do is we're going to put on another show, an older show that maybe you haven't heard, because a lot of people. I swallowed a bug. Yeah. Some of you people who don't follow me on Patreon, if you don't support the show on Patreon, you may not be aware, but on occasion, sometimes, I do live shows. That's right. I do live shows just for people on internet. And, I figured I'd throw one of those in the feed to kill time, you know? So, there's not a hole in the programming while I'm recuperating from my sunburn. So what you're going to be hearing today is one of those live shows that happened on internet as it did. There's no adulteration. Well, there's a little adulteration. There was some profanity. It happens when you're live. Sometimes people forget and use curse words and salty language. But can somebody shut that dog up? Please? Can you guys hear that dog? Yeah, if you are interested in catching one of the Mr. Big shows live, we do a couple of them. We do Ask Mr. Biggs live sometimes. Other times I'll broadcast from Whiz Bangs. After we close the doors, you know, for the night. I'll sit down and talk to the people, take a couple of calls from you, the listeners. And if you want to know when those shows are happening, all you got to do is follow me over on Patreon. Throw a couple of bucks my way. $4 or more gets you any of the live stream shows. Or if you're lucky, you can just catch it live. Go to askmrbiggs.com/live. And all the information to catch the live shows are there. All right? Well, let's go ahead without any further ado. Let's get to this show. Did it a couple months ago. It was okay. I mean, I think. I don't really remember. Let's deal with it. Here's the show. We'll see you after the vacation. Yeah. Am I not on here? Be clear about your hand signals. Criminy. Alright, well, alright. It looks like we are, in fact, on. It looks like this thing is on. Hi, everybody. It's been a while. It's been a hot minute since we've done the show, but I'm glad to be back. good. A lot of changes around around the show and the things and the place, but yeah, we're gonna take some calls tonight. Your phone calls to me, Mr. Biggs, with two G's, B-I-G-G-S. I can be reached at BiggsCast@gmail.com. That's the email address, but don't send an email now though. That would be dumb because this is a radio show, sweetheart. We gotta keep it moving, and if you send me emails, then I gotta stop the radio show, and I gotta go find my password, and I gotta log in to the email, and then I gotta print it out, and then I gotta read the email and formulate my answer. It's not a very effective way of entertaining the people, which is what this is about. Because we're live on internet tonight. We're live on, how do you pronounce this? We are live on MyXLR. MyXLR.com. Is this thing on? Oh, that's funny. Ha 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 ha. Did you do that because I didn't know if I was on the air? Yeah, that's very clever. Who thought of that? What asshole thought of that? Also, we are live on Shoutcast tonight, so if you go to askmrbiggs.com/live, you can listen any one of those places. Let's go to those phones. You're on with Mr. Biggs. What's your question?
Hey, Mr. Biggs, it's Matt the manager here. I want to know what kind of onion you use on your whiz-bang sandwiches.
White Visalia. That was an easy one. I'm very good at answering questions. Sometimes I have to think about it. That question, I didn't have to think about at all. It's white Visalia onions because I got a deal on some less than cosmetically perfect white Visalia onions. Got a couple of boxes of them in the back. I find that if you rotate the stalk, they don't go rotten quite so quick.
Can you request a yellow onion?
Can I request a yellow onion?
Can I request a yellow onion? If I bring you a yellow onion, will you cook it
for
a whiz bang sandwich?
That is different than requesting a yellow onion. That is giving me a yellow onion and then wanting to buy it back in the form of an onion sandwich. That's a transaction I'm not familiar with that type of transaction. I've never done that. It's never come up, Matt the manager. Hey.
Well, I will bring you a yellow onion to Whiz Bang tomorrow night.
Hey.
You know,
hey.
For the buy two, get one special.
Hey, Matt. Hey.
Yes.
What exactly are you the manager of, jackass? What are you the manager of?
I'm the manager of everything.
You're not the manager
right now,
of me.
I'm the manager of scotch.
You're not the manager of me. Come on.
I'm the manager of scotch, and I'll keep drinking until I am the CEO of scotch.
Well, I wish you luck. I am the comptroller of scotch myself. Yeah.
Good position.
I comptroll the heck out of that scotch. I got some fun news for you, though. I am not having any scotch tonight. I am scotchless. I am 100% sober because I'm driving.
Ah.
Yeah. Hey, Matt.
Then at least you're responsible.
I am. I'm very responsible, and part of that responsibility is knowing when a call has taken its course and saying goodbye to the caller.
Agreed, sir. Good night.
Good night. You're listening to Ask Mr. Biggs Live. We are broadcasting on internet right now, from what I understand, and the phone number is area code 631-251-0503. Now, a couple of things I wanted to talk about tonight. We'll see if we get to them. Small engine repair. I got a couple of thoughts on that. So we'll talk about that. Also, I want to talk about furniture refinishing and learning to turn down social engagements without feeling guilty about it. I got a couple of tips. But before we do that, we're going to have to take a break. We're going to pay a couple of bills. We will come back and we will answer your calls live on my XL. I can't do that. It's Ask Mr. Biggs Live.
crazy way.
Thank you. It's crazy way here. Start the ear off right, because Crazy Ray has gone nuts. How about a galley for the price of a quarter?
Plus, amazing flexible finance program.
You got a car she has crazy of a deal doing right now in 2008. Drink your old hybrid navigator for the new navigator. My commitment is more pennies, more to trade, bigger smiles. Because when you see Crazy Ray, he says, yes, upgrade your old car for a new car. Let's go.
That's Crazy Ray.
What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone.
860-075.
Get more and spend less, because Crazy Ray has gone nuts.
Crazy Ray.
Model number 2514-1822.
Flexible finance program.
While supplies last. Don't forget to rock on.
Yes.
That's good advice. That is sound advice. I like her. Don't forget to rock on with the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program. Caller, you're on the air with Mr. Biggs.
Hey, Mr. Biggs. I have two questions. Is that okay?
Well, let's stick with the one question and we'll see how it goes. If it goes well, I'll give you the option to re-up for another question.
I just moved into a two-bedroom apartment from a large three-bedroom house.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if you have any tips on saving space, because I have a lot of stuff.
Sure, yeah. When you move from a big place to a smaller place, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of your crap that you had in the first place, it's not gonna fit. You can't fit it in the smaller place, because the thing is, the first place that you had was bigger, right? Am I right?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You had a bigger place and you had more crap, and now your place is smaller, so you've got to downsize. Have you considered having a yard sale?
I have, but I can't decide what to get rid of. Like, I have so many childhood things, and it's really hard for me to part with them, you know?
So you...
They all bring me joy.
Oh, they were your childhood things.
Yeah.
You're not taking things from the children in the neighborhood, because that's not a good way to ingratiate yourselves with your new neighbors, by stealing their children's playthings from the front yard. That's kind of creepy.
I took a lot of it from as I left town. As I left town from my old place.
You're a bad person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good thing you left town, because they would have probably locked you up had you stuck around.
That's probably true. Yeah. That's probably true.
All right. Well, how many square feet did you have in your last place as compared to your new place? Give me a ballpark figure.
I'd say 2,700 feet. And my new place, I don't know, it's probably two-thirds of that.
Wow. This is an apartment, and you've still got over 1,500 feet in your new apartment?
Wow,
that is a big ass place.
Right now I'm hiding a lot of my stuff in I have a closet and I'm hiding a lot of my stuff in there, but my wife's probably going to see it and want me to get rid of it.
All right. Okay. Well, here's what you're going to do in the cover of darkness, in the middle of the night. Right. I want you to go through your stuff.
Okay.
And by you, I mean yours and hers. And I want you to, I want you to box up a bunch of stuff that belongs to her. I want you to put it out by the curb in the middle of the night when she doesn't know you're doing it, right?
That's good.
Now, that has a two-pronged solution there, because you get rid of a bunch of crap and you make room for all of your stuff, your kids' children's ride-on toys that you've been stealing from neighbors. You don't steal under things, do you? Because that's just wrong.
No, you know what? I don't want to talk about it.
Neither do I. I don't want to talk about it either. Why'd you bring it up, creep?
Yeah.
Creepy guy.
I don't know.
Calling me on the internet talking about those things. All right.
You're the only person I could turn to.
Do me a favor. Hang on the line with me, because I'm having technical difficulties. Why is the thing doing the thing?
Oh, did you go to wires? Try that.
Like this? Yeah. I'll do that, and then I'll wiggle that. like that. Oh, that looks nice. Mm-hmm. I find it's most comfortable when it's to the left.
You know, I'm a righty myself. But that's, you know, well, every man has his preference.
I don't want to fight with you. I mean, we're just going to have to agree to disagree, right?
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't make me move mine, you know?
Oh, I'm not going to make it. Don't look at me moving mine, and we'll be okay.
Don't look at me. No, yeah, we're fine.
No
yeah.
homo. Oh, man. Crap. Hold on. It's not scotch. It's ice water. Drinking ice water on the Ask Mr. Biggs radio show. I'm here to answer all queries. We're doing open phones tonight. So if you've got a question about home repair, crafting, affairs of the heart, I'm here for you. All you got to do is pick up that phone, smile, and dial at 631-251-0503. And we'll be back after this message from our sponsor.
Hey, Al. Great savings in the floor covering department.
That's right. If you're getting cabin fever, might be time to redecorate the cabin. Great place to start is with the floor, like new carpet, linoleum, laminate, ceramic tile, or hardwood. We've got it all available here at the Superstore. We've got rolls of carpet on hand, rolls of linoleum. We've got laminate in stock. Best of all, we've got some super, super bargains. Of course, those super bargains are store-wide. There's some good deals on Lazy Boy couches and chairs, and especially appliances, because right now the state's offering the energy rebate on some super, super select appliances, so you can kind of double dip on the savings. Just super bargains throughout Sneakers. Whether it's appliances, carpeting, or rolls of carpet, furniture, carpeting, chairs, couches, appliances, some super, super rebates.
Okay, commercial's over.
Just super bargains.
Oh, sorry.
We've got it all available. Our store-wide, there's some good deals here at Sneebers. Come on over. Let us save you some money.
Yeah.
25.
Yeah, it's the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program brought to you in part by Sneebers. Sneebers for all your floor covering and furniture needs. I forget where they are. They moved recently. I had to take a break because I'm thirsty and I'm parched. And it's hard to do the stupid cartoon voice live. Okay. Caller, you're on the air with Mr. Biggs. Go ahead.
Hey, they're on 7th and Market.
7th and Market, that's right. Yeah, they moved yeah. into the old Golden Corral place, I remember. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is what that used to be.
Yeah, it still smells like fried foods, but they got great deals on floor covering.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
So I had a question.
Okay.
Okay, so I bought this television set.
Sure.
And I was wondering, I wanted to put it on the wall.
Yeah. You want to mount it?
And well, so I was thinking about trying some kind of adhesive.
Okay, well, how big of a television set are we talking about?
Oh, it's only about 32 inches.
All right, easy, easy, cowboy. That is way too big to be hooking it up on your wall with adhesives. Besides, are you a renter or are you a owner?
Well, I'm renting down.
Okay, I'm not going to recommend you use any adhesives to glue your flat-screen television set. Is it color? Is it one of those color units?
It is. Okay, does have the color,
You could get some 3M strips and just cover the back of the TV with that and then stick it on the drywall, but it's going to be impossible to remove when your lease is up and you get kicked out because you clearly make bad decisions and are not going to be able to make rent very long. I recommend you get a good regular flat-screen television set mounting kit, and you mount it to the studs. Just put it on there proper like. Don't bother with glue and stuff when you don't need the glue stuff, because gluing is for gluing. Brackets are for other stuff. And thanks for the call. Oh, boy. Thanks for calling Ask Mr. Biggs. You're on live. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Biggs.
Hello.
It's Mr. Chainsaws in Australia.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Just wondering if you can recommend any good mountain bike rides.
Oh, I love mountain biking. It's a lot of fun. I like going mountain bike riding with my niece and my nephew. We get lost in the trails, up in the hills. We just go and go and go. I recommend going over, you know, if you take Main Street and you go down to past the railroad tracks over near the industrial area and you take a left right before the airport. And you go up into the hills, right? Park your car right by the drainage ditch. And there's a fence that is busted. And you just go through that busted open area in the fence. And they got some great, great trails up there. I mean, it's technically not public land. But that's what makes it so exciting and interesting. Because there's so...
And is it single trail? Or is it like a wide enough... is it technical mountain biking?
Well, no, like I mean, there are hills. There's hills. I mean, what do you consider a mountain? I mean, what does the elevation have to be a mountain?
Anything where you need to get off your bike because you're too fat and puffed, that you need to get off and walk your bike up.
Okay, now you're making fun, and that happened one time, and the guy who recorded it and put it on internet thought he would be funny, and he put it to music, and it was insulting, and... I'm a little bit humiliated about it. Don't bring it up on my show, David. Don't do
that. How many miles is the ride that you normally do?
Well, I go around the trail about 70 or 80 times, so it amounts to about 3.5 miles.
Jeez. Yeah. 70 or 80 times.
You know something about small engines, don't you, David? You know that, right?
Yeah, chainsaws.
Yeah, oh yeah, sure, chainsaw, that qualifies.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you've got a small engine that's not starting on the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh pull, what's the first thing that you check to make sure that there's not something wrong with the small engine? What's the first thing you check?
I check that it's got fuel.
Okay, you passed that test. Very good. Very good. I'll tell you what, smart guy. After you check the fuel, and the fuel's all fine, and you pull it a 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, or 14th time, what do you check second then? What's the second thing that you check to find out what's wrong with
spark plug.
God.
Spark plug.
Damn it. All right. Very good. Good job. You're not looking this up on internet as I'm asking you these questions, are you?
No. I do have a lot of experience with chainsaws.
All right. Well, okay.
I don't have a badge or anything, but you
okay.
Know,
well, you're clearly a hunk. You're a smart guy, hunk, and you think you know everything, and you think you're so smart, but you're not that smart. You're just a guy who thinks he knows everything. Ha ha! You should get your own radio show, dummy.
No, I'm happy to accept that I don't know everything. I value learning from other people.
You're humiliating me in front of my audience. I'm trying to give some advice on small engine maintenance and repair, and you're blowing it for me.
So, well, to answer my question, if it's not the fuel and if it's not the spark plugs, what is it after? If it's not those things, then you still can't start the engine.
Have you considered after you pull the cord out of 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th, maybe a 21st time, there's one more thing you should check. Smart guy, you should be checking the air filter. Is it getting enough air? Is the air filter clogged with mud and goo and human saliva?
Well, there's also one other thing that sometimes I don't do.
Really?
Is that on most small engines, there's an on and off switch. And there is time.
Okay, you're just being sarcastic. You're just being sarcastic now. God.
No, I do it sometimes. You actually get that flustered in trying to start it.
Yeah.
That sometimes you actually flick it off.
I don't tend to get flustered, David. I'm a very even-keeled guy. I like to keep it smooth and calm. I don't get flustered very easily. Goodbye.
Have you seen the Lion King movie yet?
No. Listen, we got to pay some more bills. If you want to call up, talk to me, Mr. Biggs. We're doing the show live tonight, so we're at 631-251-0503. I'll be right back because I have to pee.
Do you or someone you know suffer with a bulging, herniated, or degenerative disc? Have you tried traditional chiropractic and medical care just to find out that it didn't work? You're not alone. You must fix the problem if you're ever going to get relief and if you ever want to have your life back again. And you can perfect it altogether. It's that simple. You're not alone. There's a new method now available that allows the disc to heal and repair without the use of drugs and injections or spinal surgery. Modern technology. Call us right now to schedule your spinal disc severity exam to see if this treatment is right for you. It's that simple. This exam will consist of a consultation and a complete review of your MRI. To schedule your appointment right now, call now.
Yeah. My name is Mr. Biggs. That's spelled with two G's. If you're writing it out longhand, it's just B-I-G-G-S. And we've got a call on the line. Caller, you are on with Mr. Biggs. Go ahead. Caller, go ahead.
Oh, this is for real. Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's for real. It's really happening. Don't be nervous.
That was a lot of setup.
It's just Mr. Biggs. It's just me. I don't want you to feel intimidated or nervous to talk to me because I am a very important, smart fella that has a popular show that you're calling up right now called Ask Mr. Biggs. And that's me. I'm the guy who has that show. And you're talking to him now. So take a deep breath, sweetheart, and let's have that question.
Yeah, I was just curious what you would recommend for finishing some black walnut.
Finishing it? You're talking about woodworking, then?
Yeah, that is correct.
Do you have an aversion to tongue oil? A lot of people do.
Yeah, it's a little labor intensive. It feels like it's a lot of coat.
It does, but you know, I'm telling you, the results speak for themselves. You want to bring out the beauty of the grain of the walnut. You don't want to cover it up with some artificial color that's gonna mute it. You don't want to mute your walnuts.
Right, right.
Do you?
What do you think about polyurethane or just a lacquer?
It kind of depends on the purpose of the final product. What are you making? What's the final thing that you're making? What is it? Tell me.
Coffee table.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to get some tread, some use,
yeah.
Right? You know, it's going to have some scotch on it, maybe some brewski,
yeah.
And other various items, maybe vibrating.
Keep going. I want a complete list. I want a full list. Keep going. What else might be on this coffee table?
Swords, mallets.
Sure.
Screwdrivers.
I can imagine.
Let your imagination run wild.
I am. In fact, more of a durable build. My imagination is running away with me right now. I would like to add to your list. I think maybe you might find some television remote controls on that coffee table sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You might find some cutlery left from the night before where you were eating your ramen in front of the TV and you left it out. It's there on the table.
Exactly.
All kinds of things you could put on a coffee table that's covered in polyurethane. And there's one thing you didn't bring up is another thing you might put on it would be some coasters.
Ooh, right. Yeah, that's important.
Protect
that's important,
that finish.
But, you know,
you work so hard to make it, you might as well protect it, right? Am I right?
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, too. Do you stand between coats, depending on your finish process?
Do I stand between coats? Okay, it's a prank call. Uh-huh. Yeah, you got me. Of course I stand between coats.
Okay. Yeah. Well, some finishes don't require it because they burn into one another, right?
Well, as long as you stick with a single brand, a single polyurethane, and just give it plenty of time to set, and for God's sakes, make sure it's in a dust-free environment, and get out that blowtorch and pop those bubbles before they have a chance to set into the final finish.
You're awesome, man. Great.
Yeah, I think you're pretty sweet too. Do you ride bikes?
I do, but no seats for me.
I was thinking maybe you and I could go hang out sometime. We can go riding bikes together. Would you be willing to maybe do that?
Yeah, as long as it's mountain biking by the railroad track there. I mean, that spot that you described earlier.
Great.
I mean,
perfect.
That's one of my favorites.
I'm going to put you on hold here, and I'm going to have Rachel pick up the call. And Rachel will get your contact information, and we'll set up a time where you and I can go riding bikes, having fun, giggling like schoolgirls. Look at us, free spirits, fast as the wind. You're listening to the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program. We got to take another break because there's no calls coming in. Have you figured that part out yet? Have you figured out the fact that every time I take a break, it's because there's no calls coming in? Because I thought that I hit it well.
Most trucks are required by state laws to have ordinary mud flaps.
Flaps that discourage flaps
from flying onto the surrounding
flaps.
Flaps. Mud flaps.
Flaps
aren't designed to keep water from spraying off mud flaps.
Truck tires and onto car
mud flaps.
Windshield
flaps.
Flaps.
Trucks can be fitted with special spray suppression flap.
Flap.
Flap flaps that cut down on water flaps. Although these flaps.
Flap
flaps are effective and available.
Flaps,
they're not required by flaps.
Hi! Get ready here. Got the microphone. Got my headphones. We got calls coming in. Except we don't. We don't have calls coming in at 631-251-0503. So for that, that means I'm going to have to go to my list of prepared topics. And we already covered the small engine repair. Thanks to that foreigner. I'm not sure he's allowed to listen. Don't we geofence the stream? Is he hacking us? Is he spoofing his IP? If he calls in again, ask him what his IP address is. I want you to write it down. Slip it to me on a sheet of paper so I can verify it later. All right, let's see here. You're on with Mr. Biggs. That's me. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, hey. Hey, Mr. Biggs.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Richard.
Hi, Richard. What can I do for you on the show tonight?
Hey, I do my own podcast kind of thing.
Huh.
And it involves comedy and prank calls.
That's cute. That is adorable.
And, yeah, I'm really trying hard, but I have a problem, and I'm hoping you can help me out with it.
Okay, shoot.
Well, I'm just not very funny or original.
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe you could give me some advice.
Yeah, people love humor. They love when people are funny and they do funny things. My recommendation to you, little fella, is I think that what you need to do is instead of saying things that are dumb, you should consider saying things that are funny. Have you thought about that? Mm-hmm. Have you considered that?
I mean, it never really crossed my mind, but I don't know, like, how would I do that?
Okay, well, let me give you an example. Just right there, you asked me the question, how can I do that? Which was very dry. It was very dry. It wasn't very amusing. Here's another way you could have gone about it. We'll do some role-playing here. Instead of saying, how can I do that, you could have said, what? I don't know how I'm going to do that. And you do a funny voice, right? Because funny voices people love humor jokes and funny, wacky voices, I found. They love them. They cannot get enough.
Yeah, but I can't do voices, and also I think it's kind of hacky to do voices, you know? Like, I just want to be myself instead of some digital voice.
No, not at all. No, there's no shame in that. If you don't have the skills, why not augment augment what God gave you, you little fella?
I'm an atheist.
Do me a favor.
You know God's not real, right?
Before you go, why don't you go ahead and tell people where they can tune into your little, what's it, a puppet show you do? Is it a puppet show?
No, it's prank calls.
Okay. Where can people find your prank calls?
Oh, you can go to Snowplow.
This is Ask Mr. Biggs Live. 631-251-0503. Oh, man. It was probably a bad idea. It was a bad idea to turn the air conditioner on quite so early today. I wanted to get the studio nice and cold, but now the air is very dry. I'm very parched. Maybe I should switch to a swamp cooler. What do you think, caller? Should I switch to a swamp cooler so it's more humid in here?
No, that sounds like a horrible idea.
I don't know. I'm very parched. Every time I start talking, my throat it closes up and it gets all dry.
Maybe you sleep with one of those humidifiers.
A humidifier? That's a great idea. That's a good tip. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So
I'm a humidifier salesperson. I can just let me know. I'll hook you up with a good deal.
I will do that. But before I hit you up, I got to know who you are. So what is your name, sweetheart?
Oh, my name is Rachel.
Yeah, it's Rachel.
Yeah. And I just wanted to see if I could, can I just make a complaint about whizzing to you real quick?
I'd rather you not, honey, because this is a public forum. And if you complain here, it's more like you're shining a spotlight on our flaws. And I admit it, we got a couple of blemishes. We're doing our best. But go ahead.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the establishment. It's the staff that you hire there.
Oh, snap. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I was in there the other night, and I was doing karaoke, and whoever the idiot was that was running the karaoke machine, they kept playing the wrong songs for me.
Huh. What songs were you asking for?
Well, I requested Jolene by Dolly Parton at first.
Yeah, disc 72, track 8. I know that one well. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she started playing Scrubs.
Well, did you want any Scrubs?
No. And then halfway through, it switched to some random polka song.
What's wrong with polka?
Well, one thing I can say about it is that it's not marching band music, okay?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I wish we could do some marching band music, but that's not very popular with the clientele, I have found. I do that on my own time.
I just wanted to let you know that the karaoke lady is a stupid c***.
Okay, well, listen. Easy now. First of all, we are on, we're on live right now. I don't know if you realize that. And when you use curse words, it goes out on the air. So let's try to keep it clean.
I just said c*** on the air.
Second of all, Gladys is not, she is not a see you next Tuesday. She's a very nice lady who just does not like the fact that she has to fill in and handle the karaoke on some nights. And she gets a little bitter. And yeah, sometimes she'll cut some corners and she'll hit shuffle play on the disc and whatever comes up. I think it's fun. I think it's fun, and it's fun for everybody. Clearly, you did not have that experience. I would like to offer my apologies and for your trouble. I'm going to give you a 10% off coupon for a Whiz Bangs birthday sorbet parfait.
You know, it's my birthday today.
Well, happy birthday, sweetheart. Hey, how old are you?
You're not supposed to ask a lady her age, Mr. Biggs.
I'm not.
No.
I mean, you said... okay. on the air twice. I mean, we've established the fact that you're not a lady. I mean, you're more like I'm a bar, maybe a bar fly.
Goodbye, sir. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Jeez. You know, the place has gone downhill lately. Clientele less than, yeah. You gotta believe me, I have not had any scotch tonight. I swear to God. Oh, God. I'm gonna have to take a break. We'll be right back on the Ask Mr. Biggs program.
Well, imagine giving the gift that keeps on giving. This year to, you know, your wife or your mom or a loved one or even, you know, your husband. Therapy. It's a great gift to get, you know, and it includes pretty much everything. Obviously, the therapy treatment, all presented in a gorgeous holiday gift box. I mean, just ready to place under the tree. Now look, you're already saving 50% off retail, but today only receive an additional 15% savings, that special introductory discount. But man, I would stock up. Trust me when I tell you, I've been using therapy for years, and the compliments, they never get old, okay? It's truly the gift that keeps on giving. Therapy. I try to get a bunch.
Get a bunch. Bleep that. Just dump it. Dump that out. I don't want people knowing that I called him an asshole on the air. It's not becoming of a host. All right. I think the problem is somebody's watching Gilmore Girls. They're streaming it elsewhere in the facility right now. I tried to get them to stop, but they would not listen to me because no one takes Mr. Big seriously. 631-251-0503. Sometimes you'll be, let's say you're at work. You got a group of people that say, hey, person that works with us, we're having a social engagement later after work, and we would like for you to join us. And on the surface, that sounds like a great idea. A chance to hang out with people outside of work. People that you've just spent in excess of 8 hours with in a cold, sterile office environment, you now have the opportunity to go out with those same people and spend many additional hours inebriated and saying embarrassing things and making passes at people you would not make passes at normally. So there's a conundrum. How do you get out of these situations? How do you politely and gracefully bow out of unwanted social interaction with acquaintances in your life? I want to know. I want to know what your suggestions are. So give me a call right now. It is so dry. Rachel, I'm going to need... I need you to order me one of those humidifiers. 631-251-0503. I have a couple of tips on how to avoid those situations, but I'm curious what you do. What's your go-to excuse or what's your go-to play when you don't want to go to the thing with the people? I like to feign diarrhea. That's my main thing. Because hear me out. Hear my whole thing. When you bring up diarrhea with people that you are only passively engaged with, people that don't really know you very well, you say, oh, I got diarrhea. They very rarely ask follow-up questions. Hey, you're on with Mr. Biggs. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I can answer your question on what to do.
What do you do?
Avoid those awkward situations.
What do you do?
Just try to be unpleasant. Try to be unpleasant before they invite you. Avoid the situation entirely.
All right.
Try not to take a shower if you think a social engagement's coming up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just tell really bad jokes.
I don't think I'm capable of doing this unpleasant thing that you're talking about. I mean, I can't, I exude happiness and joy to all those around me.
Yeah, that, you know, it's hard for good people to do this. I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
But some people, I could imagine it'd be hard. But for maybe some of your callers will try this out, you know?
Maybe.
Rub the onion on yourself, you know? Just try that. You don't have to be mean. You can just smell bad. rub an onion on yourself.
Well, I already brought up the diarrhea idea. I mean, that's kind of covered. Oh. It's in the same sphere, same area.
That's true. You know what?
What?
Here's an idea. Everybody, if you know that you have a social engagement coming up, people are going to invite you. Head over to Whiz Bangs.
Corner of Phillips and Mountain, downtown.
Get two of them onion sandwiches, those grilled onion sandwiches.
Yeah.
Don't eat a breath mint.
But they're complimentary. You get a breath mint with every purchase. You're going to need it.
Hold on to it until after you're not invited.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Then you go home and you're perfect.
That's good advice. You know, before I let you go, I got something I got to admit. I want to say something to you. This whole onion sandwich business with Whiz Bangs, I did not expect that to be as popular as it turned out to be. It was supposed to be a one-time promotional deal. There was that onion truck that had it turned over out on the expressway, and we ran out there with a couple of trash cans. We gathered up as many as we could, and we had onions for months, and we had got to the point where they were spoiling. We had to get rid of them. So what better way than having a special? That's what we do. You see, when you see a special on the specials board, that's the crap that we're trying to get rid of. It's about to go bad. Yeah, that's a little...
You might want to keep that an industry secret.
Oh, it's okay. No, nobody's listening. Nobody's listening. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
I have a question. Why'd you go with onion sandwiches and not like the blooming onion? Or, you know, that's such a popular thing, the blooming onion, you know?
Damn it. That would have been a great idea. I should have done the blooming onion. Well, we came up with the boiled onion fingers. I mean, that's kind of like a blooming onion, right? Boiled onion fingers. People love those.
It's closer.
Yeah, they're small. They're great for dipping. We boil up a big pot filled with sliced fresh on the mandolin, and we chop them up, throw them in there, and boil them up real nice till they're nice and floppy and semi-translucent. And then we pile them onto a bowl with your choice of dipping sauces. Huh. Still have onions, though. Even after doing that, we still got plenty of onions.
Hey, are you guys hiring?
Yes, 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 we are.
What positions are you hiring for? Because I'm available.
I'm not gay. I mean, if that's what you're insinuating, I'm not interested. I like ladies, okay? And you keep insisting on it. And I don't want to give you the wrong idea. I think you're a nice boy. But...
Well, you said you were hiring, and I just kind of...
God. All right. Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. We should do another commercial.
Everybody, my bobbleheads is still available at the Pier Dollar Store, which is called Discount Dollar Store on 890 Victoria Road, Sydney, Nova Scotia. Everybody, come down to buy my bobblehead at the Pier Dollar Store. It's called Discount Dollar Store. My bobbleheads are still available at the Pier Dollar Store. You still have quite a bit of my bobbleheads left. Everybody, come down to the Pier Dollar Store, 890 Victoria Road, when you hear Pier, Nova Scotia, to buy my bobblehead. And my bobblehead is still on sale at the Discount Dollar Store, which is located on 890 Victoria Road, Whitney Pier, Nova Scotia. Everybody, come down to Pier Dollar Store to buy my bobblehead. It's still on sale. Please come down to the Pier Dollar Store to buy my bobblehead. It's still available at the Pier Dollar Store. I'm Frankie McDonald.
Will somebody please, I mean, I don't want to beg, but will somebody please buy his bobbleheads? They have way too many there at the Pier Dollar Store. They got them all stacked up in a very attractive pyramid by the cash register. And you go into the back near the greeting cards. They got another stack of the Frankie McDonald bobbleheads back there. They go like waist high. And then if you go over... back where they have the pens and the pencils and the office supplies, there is a third stack of Frankie McDonald bobbleheads at the Pier Dollar Store. And that stack is way higher than it should be. It is not safe. Take it from a guy who once stacked cans of turkey gravy well in excess of 8 feet high. It was like I could barely reach the top of them. If up on my tippy toes, I could barely reach it. Take it from me. That is not a good idea, especially in a place where you got public. People are curious. They start poking at the pyramid. They don't understand the structural implications of taking one out of the middle. And it all comes tumbling down. Worked real hard on that gravy pyramid. Used to be a Thanksgiving tradition at Whiz Bangs. Speaking of Whiz Bangs, let's take this opportunity to invite all of you to come on down to Whiz Bangs on the corner of Phillips and Mountain downtown, where the fun never ends and the party's never ending. Show's over. We're going to say goodnight, everybody. Goodbye. Thanks for joining me on Ask Mr. Biggs Live. It was a good show. It was a good show tonight. I gave lots of good advice, and I said some smart things with my mouth, right? Is that good? Yeah, I thought so, too. It was good. All right, well, that was an episode of Ask Mr. Biggs Live. Did you like it? Was it nice? Did you enjoy that? I know I did. It was a good show. I got to do more of those. I got to do more live internet-only shows for the callers where I talk to the people, you know? It's a good time. They usually happen late at night, so if you join up on Patreon over at patreon.com/Mr. Biggs, or go to the website, askmrbiggs.com/live. Keep in mind, you're gonna have to stay up, because it gets a little blue sometimes, all right? All right, you hope you enjoy the rest of your, what remains of your summer, and the regular Ask Mr. Biggs show will return as soon as possible. As soon as I can find my passport. I know I left it here somewhere. See you next Tuesday.
This program is continued on the other side of the cassette.